Independent radio. Secondly, through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Thirdly, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we closed out the first hour today with some new Afropop. That last track was from Philly Chaco, who's a native of Cote d'Ivoire, now living in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it's a song called Zante, which she originally recorded for her album Yita in 2021. And now it's been remixed by the samurai, David Tyro, who has made a bunch of Coupe de Calais and Zouglou hits in Cote d'Ivoire back in the 1990s and 2000s, including he's the guy who produced Premier Gao by Magic System, which was the first really big worldwide Coupe de Calais hit song. So nice version of that song from Feli Chaco. She does plan to have a new album out sometime during 2025. Before that was a brand new one from Voodoo Game, based in France, led by Peter Solo, who's a native of Togo. And we heard the song Coleco, featuring Nana Benz du Togo on the vocals there. And that song is going to be on Voodoo Game's fifth album, which is called Fintu. And that's going to be released in 2 weeks from now on Hot Casa Records. So some brand new music coming from Voodoo Game. And we started with Bach Lamp Fall, which is a band that's new to me. They are based in Brighton, England. And their frontman, Kadim Sarr, is from Senegal. You might have guessed that already from listening to that song. He has one of those powerful Wolof voices, kind of like Youssou N'Dour or Oumar Penn. But this is more of like an acoustic type of setting. Still plenty of Senegalese drumming on there as well. And this new single is called Mame Boussou Bali. And it was just released at the end of December. And again, my first listen to that band, I really liked what I heard. Looking forward to hearing more from them in the future. And we're going to get the second hour started here in just a moment. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Is your power out? Maybe it isn't right now, but it's something to be thinking about here as the snow comes in to Central Virginia area later this evening and into tomorrow. But anyway, if your power is out, Dominion Energy wants you to report it. Their response system is available 24 hours a day to report an outage, check the status of your outage, and report down power lines or other hazardous situations. Dominion reminds you to always assume the down lines are energized and stay away from them. More information is online at dominionenergy.com or call 1-866-DOM-HELP. That's 1-866-366-4257. And that's public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Now, we're going to start the second hour today with the music of Jason Landero y Su Conjunto from Colombia. This is one of the hottest cumbia bands in the world today, and they're making their Richmond debut on Friday, January 17th at Revelé Experiences in Carytown. There's two shows that night, 7:30 and 9:30 shows. This is a Secret Planet Richmond production. And I also want to let you know that Jason and his band are going to be playing live right here on WRIR that afternoon. They're going to be on Head Empty Radio between 1 and 3 p.m. with DJ Maya and DJ Orangina. And I'm going to be there as well to interview Jason. So that all of that is happening on Friday, January 17th. So let's listen to some music from this great band. Let's get started with Jason's version of one of the most famous songs by his grandfather, El Rey de la Cumbia, Andres Landero. This song is called Martha Cecilia, right here on Global Agogo.
15 flores. Te lo mereces, Marta, que te cante el landero. Te lo mereces, Marta, que te cante el landero. Eres una cosa exacta, hay alosa en el del cielo. Baila la cumbia, Luz Marina Landero.
Y vi que vive inquieta y la suiri que da las horas.
Oye, Andrés Elías, ¿cómo cantaba la pava con goma en la montaña?
Vive. cuando yo te veo bailando, y te voy a dedicar la cumbia de Andrés Landero, que es la herencia de mi tierra, la que me enseñó mi abuelo. Vengo una noche de
right, there's the music of Jason Landero, the man they call El Heredero de la Cumbia, the heir to Cumbia, or the inheritor of Cumbia. His grandfather, Andres Landero, arguably invented what we today call Cumbia when he started playing the indigenous melodies of the gaita, or flute, on the accordion, and then linked them to African-based rhythms, played on a trio of percussion instruments, and added electric bass at the bottom, and then wrote and sang songs that championed the lives of rural, native, and black campesinos. And when people all across Latin America say cumbia, that's what they're thinking of, is that kind of music. And cumbia has never been more popular than it is right now. Now, Jason started studying with his grandfather when he was 7 years old, and today he's become the real keeper of the flame of the Landero style of cumbia. He fronts a band with the same instrumentation that Andres pioneered, and he covers some of the old songs, but he's also writing new ones and bringing the sound into the 21st century, as you heard on that last song, which is an original of Jason Landero. It's called Noche de Cumbia. Had a little drum machine alongside the percussionists. And then before that was another Jason Landero original called Época de Oro from the 2018 album called Landero Vive, which is, I think, the only full-length album of his that's out. And it's one of the best contemporary cumbia albums that I've actually ever heard. Before that, we started with two more songs from Landero Vive, both of which were covers of Andres Landero classics. We heard La Pava Congona, and we started out the set with Marta Cecilia. And once again, Jason Landero y su conjunto are going to be at Reveille Experiences on Friday, January 17th for two shows. They're also going to be on the air on from WRIR Studio C that same afternoon, Friday, January 17th, between 1 and 3 p.m. on Head Empty Radio. And so consider yourself now introduced to the music of Jason Landero y su conjunto. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. We're going to get back to the music shortly, but before we do, here is an update on the weather situation with some very interesting new information from Sean Sublette at RVA Community Weather.
This is meteorologist Sean Sublett. Here's your RVA community weather brief for Sunday, January 5th. We still look for occasional snow to develop Sunday evening, but it does not look especially heavy here in RVA. Probably a coating, maybe an inch, by daybreak Monday morning and in the upper 20s by dawn Monday morning. Monday itself's a mess. Most of the precipitation comes in the morning as a mix of sleet and snow, maybe even a little rain. By midday Monday, I expect a slushy, snowy mix of about an inch or two on the ground, with temperatures in the lower 30s. Treated roads are probably going to be okay through midday Monday, but neighborhood roads are going to have some slick spots. If you're heading north toward Ashland, there's going to be more snow there, perhaps 2 or 4 inches by midday Monday. Southward toward Petersburg, it's mostly just sleet and rain. After a break in the afternoon, a quick 1 to 3 hour spell of snow is expected late in the afternoon or early evening in RVA. Then everything will be done. But the temperature will quickly drop into the low 20s once the sun goes down Monday evening. So anything that is damp and slushy is going to become especially icy and slick within a few hours of sunset. This will leave us about 1 to 3 inches of the snowy, slushy accumulation by midnight Monday night when everything has finally quieted down. One important caveat here is that a slightly more southerly track to this storm on Monday, even just a few miles, does bump our totals up. More like 2 to 4 or even 3 to 5 inches. That is still a distinct possibility. We don't think it's the most likely one, but it is still possible. Then it's just cold and dry Tuesday through Friday. Days are around 30, nights are around 10. Whatever's on the ground is going to stay through the week, and there will be some cold breezes as well. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to feel like 15 to 25 degrees during the day. With your RVA Community Weather Brief, I'm meteorologist Sean Sublett.
This is Shanti B, and you can hear my music on the Motherland Influence, your go-to source from African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds, every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. on WRIR Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and WRIR.org.
And before that, coming in next will be DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music, right at the top of the hour, 3 to 5 p.m. here on 97.3 WRIR. Interesting info there about the snow forecast. Sounds like it has definitely been downgraded from the amounts that we were talking about, 4 to 6 inches, what they were talking about yesterday. But you never know what's going to happen until it happens. All right, but you got the latest word here from WRIR. Now, we're going to keep the cumbia rolling here on Global Agogo, but now we're going to hear it played in some very different ways from the way that Jason Landero was just playing it for you. First up is the psychedelic electric guitar-based cumbia from Peru called Chicha. This is Grupo Punta Cinco de la Oroja, and the song is called Raquel, right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. vida tal vez da. Tu belleza se acaba y hace maldita mi vida, Raquel, oh Raquel.
Gracias, amigos de KSP. Saludos a Seattle, a Naucalpan, a todo el mundo, a la Chimborazo, a
Naucalpan. Nos vemos.
Gracias, hermanos.
Remedios y todo.
Nos vemos el otro año, allá, por allá.
Vivan las niñas, vivan las mujeres.
Vivan todos, vivan las mujeres y todos. Nuevo. Adiós.
Chao.
Se lo lavan.
Ajá.
The many moods of cumbia in that last set here on Global Agogo. That was Son Rompepera, who I hope you got to see at the Richmond Folk Festival in 2022, because they were awesome. We heard something from their Live at KEXP session that they put out in 2021. It's called Bootleg Cumbia Volume 1. And that song that you heard was, they call it El Palo Poste. It is their cover of Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, played cumbia style on marimba. And before that, we heard from Enrique Lynch, who was a native of Argentina, but spent most of his musical career in Peru. And from 1977, his version of the famous opening of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, he calls the song La Quinta Sinfonia de Beethoven. And not really a cumbia, more like salsol, you know, salsa disco type of thing. But it's on a new compilation of cumbias that have been bootlegged by the record pirates of Mexico City. It's called Super Disco Pirata de Tepito para el Mundo, 1965 to 1980. This is the latest release from Analog Africa Records. Well, no, there has been one since then, but it's the latest big package from them, released in November. And let's see, before that, we heard from Chicha Libre, which a band that features an ex-Richmonder, Joshua Camp, is the accordion and keyboard player in that group. And we heard their version of Richard Wagner's The Ride of the Valkyries from their album Cannibalismo from 2012. And The Ride of the Valkyries, of course, makes me always think of the movie Apocalypse Now. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. But Chicha Libre, the band, has now reformed. They had been kind of sidelined for a number of years, and they've played a few gigs. And just between you and me, I want to let you know that we're hoping to bring them back to Richmond to perform in 2025. That's a hope there. And we started the set with some Peruvian chicha from 1983, Grupo Punto Cinco de La Oroja. We heard the song Raquel, and you can find that one on a new compilation entitled Chicha Por Favor, Volume 1, Grooves from El Volcan, the Heartbeat of Peruvian Cumbia. El Volcan was a record label in the Chicha era. And that album was released at the end of the year by Ritmo del Barrio Records. And we got time for one more set of music here today on Global Agogo. And we're going to finish up the program with the sound of the Donso Ngoni, or the Hunter's Harp. This is an instrument that's played by members of the Donso, or Hunter's Brotherhoods, in Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea-Conakry, Burkina Faso, and Senegal primarily. The Donso are centuries-old fraternal organizations that keep West Africans in touch with some of their ancient traditions. So kind of like the Lions Club, except they used to actually hunt lions back in the day. Not anymore. the first track you're going to hear is, the first two tracks you're going to hear are two recent albums that focus on this kind of music. And this is great news because it's actually pretty rarely recorded. It's really fortunate to have two new albums focusing on the Donso Ngoni music. From the new compilation, Festival Donso Ngoni Volume 1, from Remote Records out of Mali, we're going to hear Madu Sangare and Dugu Tarale Ya will be the song. And then after that, we're going to hear a track from a new album by Nfali Jakite, also from Mali. This is out from our friends at Miruba Records in Segu, Mali. The album is called Hunter Folk Volume 1, Tribute to Tumani Kone, and the song Mogote Djibe, or Nobody Can Please Everybody. And we're going to finish with a track from one of my favorite Dunzo and Goni albums of all time, Dambe Foley by Sibiri Samake. We'll hear the song Yala Kono. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm going to be out of town next week. Shea Butter from WRIR's new and very funky program, Flying Start, is going to be subbing for me. But I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music. And remember, the future is unwritten.
So,